Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, if you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. This particular episode of my podcast is all about some plugins I'm going to be reviewing at WordCamp this weekend. I'm speaking at WordCamp Victoria on the 22nd of January. So I thought I'd give a little preview of the plugins I'm going to be discussing. My talk is going to be on top 5 plugins for enhancing your website, although I'll probably cover a couple more than 5, simply because it's really hard sometimes to narrow it down to just 5 little plugins. So at any rate, what we're going to do is we're going to start off here and I'm going to discuss the 3 main plugins I'm going to talk about tonight, and I'm not going to be covering as detailed as I usually do on how to set them up. I'm just going to be covering the basics of the plugin itself and what it's used for. And then at the end of the podcast, I'll give a tip on the plugins I'm going to be covering in the talk I'm giving on Saturday at WordCamp. So without much further ado, here we go. And what we're going to be discussing today is I'm going to be talking about WP Touch plugin by Dale Mugford and Dwayne Story of Brave New Code Incorporated. I'm going to be talking about WordBooker by Steve Atty and Twitter Blog by Chris Milkey. Hopefully I got those names right. Sometimes I can mangle a name. If you guys happen to hear my podcast and I messed up your name, I apologize. So what we're going to do first, the WP Touch plugin and what this one's used for. Everyone's aware out there how everybody and his brother now has an iPhone or a Droid phone or some form of a smartphone like a BlackBerry or a CrackBerry or whatever you want to call them. So at any rate, but what's becoming more and more popular is to set your website up so it's easily read by mobile devices. And with WordPress, it's been made very easy by the guys that created WP Touch over at Brave New Code. And WP Touch is a very nice plugin, and just like every other plugin, it's findable through the Add New Plugin directory of your admin area of your WordPress. You install it as usual, activate it, and then go check out the settings. There's several really good settings throughout this plugin here. You can customize the home page that it directs to. Like if you got a specific home page you want to show when people are coming to your site via a iPhone or some other mobile device, you can set them to go to this specific page. Maybe it's a page that you use for tracking how many people come with a mobile device nice and easily. So you can use that. You can set up text options. There is other options to enable categories and menus in your thing. Another great thing it's got is it's got push notification options. You can use Prowl to have your website push notifications back to you, notify you of new comments onto your phone, and that allow users to send you a direct message to your phone via their phone. These are all very useful. Set up styles and options, default custom icons. You can set up menus, customized menus and icons. It's even got a spot where you can set your AdSense code into it. And by setting your AdSense code, you can still continue to monetize your website via AdSense. It makes it nice and simple. So that's pretty much that plugin in a nutshell. It works quite nice. Now you got to remember, if you are using something like that, you need to see how your site looks with an iPhone. So unless you have an iPhone or a mobile phone of some sort next to you while you're working on your site, you'll have to go out and download a emulator to put on your computer to see how your website would look via the mobile devices. So that covers that one. Now the other ones I've got to cover, and everybody knows nowadays we've got social media, and social media has taken off like nobody's business. I remember a year and a half ago when I first got involved in it, it was just starting to gain ground. And I remember even 5 years ago, I used to ban Facebook at my computer business I had. I wouldn't let my employees use it. But, of course, all that's changed, and especially in the last year and a half when Facebook jumped from 200 million to 500 million users in a very short period of time. So, at any rate, what we're talking about here now is when you make a post, you want to get that post out to Twitter, out to Facebook, and you want to do it as easy as possible. You don't want to have to cut and paste and then go paste it into your Twitter stream, or cut and paste and go stick it on your Facebook, and then monitor your Facebook for comments, and then bring those comments back to your blog, you know, all that. Great big pain in the rumpus. Well, WordBooker and Twitter Blog take care of that issue for you. So first off, we're going to talk about Twitter Blog. Twitter Blog is a great one, I found. It's very simple, straightforward. You set it up the usual manner. Go in, set the settings for it. First thing you have to do is you have to sign into your Twitter account. Then you have to authorize this plugin to be used with your Twitter account. And that's very simple and easy to do. Get yourself a Bitly account, and then you can have your URLs automatically shortened and pumped into your Twitter feed. I've tried a few other Twitter feed accounts or Twitter feed plugins that didn't do a very good job of shortening the URL. And of course, shortening the URL for Twitter is very important. A couple other great things about it: you can add a prefix to your feed. You can add an ending to the feed, because it always uses the title of your blog post to create the feed. So you can add something at the beginning of every one or something at the end. It's a great place if you use specific hashtags. Put a hashtag in there for your website or something. I've tried this. It works very nicely. The other thing it will do is it will create comments from tweet replies, and it will create blog posts from tweets. And it will send direct message to you when a tweet is added as a comment, so that you know. And it'll also search Twitter for specific hashtags from you to create a blog post for a tweet. So that's very useful. A very useful feature. I've used it in the past is even send myself notes, because you can set it so that they're not automatically approved and they just sit in there as drafts, so you can log in later and get it. I found it to be quite useful and quite cool. So that's all there is to that one. That's a very simple plugin. Very sweet, very fast, very easy to set up. Now the final one we're going to cover here this evening is the WordBooker plugin. Now I've tried another one here for connecting to Facebook called WordBook. It worked very well, but it didn't do everything I wanted it to do. One of the nice things about the WordBooker one here is not only does it publish your posts to Facebook, it will also publish your posts to your fan pages, and it will also put a Facebook share button in your post if you want it. It will also search Facebook for your comments and then bring those comments over to your website for you. It will change your Facebook status. It'll republish posts if you want it to republish a post. It'll give you descriptions. It auto-approves import of comments, bypass spam checks if you need be. It'll stick an email address to the comments. It's even got user-level customizations, so you can actually have other users use this same plugin with their Facebook account to publish. It'll give you a choice of multiple or of different fan pages. If you manage several fan pages, you can use this plugin on different websites to have it post to different different fan pages that you manage. Very nice. Updates your post pages, shows your activities, shows you what's happening. All in all, this is a very, very well done plugin for getting yourself up to Facebook and then bringing your information back from Facebook to your website. So that's my three plugins that I'm going to be covering fairly well at WordCamp this weekend. But to talk about some of the other plugins I'm going to do, I've got six others. They may or may not all get covered, but at least two of them will. Probably these next two, Gravity Forms, I'll definitely cover. MailPress, and Gravity Forms, of course, because everyone needs forms. Forms are very important. And MailPress, this one here, handles your mailing lists like a dream. Makes it very easy to manage mail lists for comments and other areas of your website. Then, of course, there's the next one, which is Blueberry PowerPress, which is how you get this podcast. I stick this podcast up through Blueberry PowerPress. So it's very useful. And then, of course, some good SEO plugins, some standard ones, XML sitemaps, iRobots, and Headspace. Plus, during my talk this weekend, I will be discussing the issue surrounding paid plugins. As we all know, last year was the year of the paid themes. And paid themes came into their own last year for WordPress. And it was rumored that paid plugins were next to do that. And I thoroughly believe that's going to happen. And the more I get into WordPress, the more I start to use some of these plugins, you know, the more I realize that I need them to do just something a little bit more. And the only way you can get that is by paying for it. So you either pay them to modify the plugin and ask them, you know, exclusivity, which will cost you a lot, or they can use it to sell it to their other clients. Or you buy specialized, customized, pre-built plugins like Gravity Forms. So that's going to be the future of WordPress, I believe, is paid plugins. And that's going to revolutionize WordPress even more than the premium theme model has done in the last couple of years. So that's pretty much everything I've got here for my podcast this evening. And I hope you all have enjoyed it. If you happen to be in Victoria, British Columbia, make sure you attend WordCamp. Hopefully, if you're coming to WordCamp, if you happen to be a local here and you listen to my podcast, when you get to WordCamp, say hi to me. I always like to know if anyone out there is listening to my podcast. You can always reach me through dragon@johnoverall.com. And you can always also leave comments on the website or use the form to send me information. You know, comments, go to iTunes, leave comments on my podcast at iTunes. Leave comments at Blueberry Press. Please let me know how I'm doing. I have no clue what's happening, good, bad, or ugly. I just assume everyone's liking it because I keep seeing that it's getting downloaded. As long as they're being downloaded, I'm going to keep producing them week after week. You know, and even some weeks I'll be doing more. Oh, and by the way, I'm having my presentation recorded at WordCamp, so it's being videotaped. So shortly after WordCamp, I will be putting up a video. So all you folks out there that hear my charming voice, you're going to get to see my charming face. So until next time, you all have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. This has been John Overall for WordPress Plugins from A to Z.